1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
And now your tennis instructor.
Wait, what?
Yep.
No, he played basketball.
Yep. Tennis.
I'm here for the basketball clinic.
Murray.
M.A.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Well, it's sunny finally. It's not raining.
That's good.
Good day for tennis. I could see you.
Would be.
Giant, red-haired tennis instructor swinging a racket around in the standard whites. Yep.
Well, we're all wondering in this uncertain times how to get proper exercise and to follow the proper rules, the protocol, right? So if you're wondering, okay, you know, golf is pretty self-explanatory, but tennis, you know, you're volleying back and forth. What happens if your tennis ball comes up short? You know, does your opponent go and touch said tennis ball if you're not family members? So, you know, I have my thoughts on this, but I think we should leave it to, you know, people, elected officials like this Long Island, New York executive who let us know how to properly play tennis. So keep it, you know, this is important stuff right here. So Rock, fire away from this county exec.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
This is ridiculous.
I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're,
is she
if
hot
you're playing
anyway?
With someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls.
People
to avoid confusion.
Yeah, because stop.
You could kick their balls.
Right, because anytime she doesn't say tennis balls and talks
it
about bring
like
your
testicles.
Own balls, touch your own balls, it's going to get a laugh.
Yeah.
Balls. You know, in these challenging times where, you know, it's like Groundhog Day every day, and we're just looking for small things that make us laugh.
This just
hearing a county executive say, you could kick him in the balls. Yeah. I don't know. Put a smile on my face.
I don't know.
Total nanny state or what? Oh, my God.
I never voted for anybody in my life, and I'll handle this myself. I don't expect them to handle this for me or come by or have a news conference to talk to me about whether I can play tennis or not. If I go play tennis and I come down with coronavirus and somehow it came off of the shared tennis ball that we were using, I had no chance anyway. I was going to catch it somewhere when I went to the store, when I came here.
Well, first off, if you go to the drive-thru in some places and you put money in the plastic thing they hand you and then they give you food back in that plastic thing, somewhere or another, I'm touching something that they touch.
Yes. Yeah.
So how is a tennis racket different from the plastic thing that I'm handing money back and forth? Here's a ball. I'll knock it to you with the racket. I'll knock it back with another racket.
See, you guys spin everything. I'm just laughing.
You just liked hearing
a county executive telling us that you can get kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it is safe. There's a lot of things that are unsafe, but if you want to kick someone in the fellas, good to go.
Well, he said kick their balls, not in the balls. Just, you know,
well,
kick their balls back to them.
Well, how do you kick someone's balls if it's not in the balls? You know?
Kick the ball
back to
them. I don't know.
English is a rich language with
it is.
All kinds of permutations.
Speaking of New York, guess what?
Well, you got to remember, too, this all is coming in on the morning that we're finding out that Governor Lockdown in Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, you know, who has told everybody shelter in place, don't go out, stay home, blah, 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 has been coming to Wisconsin to feed his horses on a regular basis. And we're the bad guys for talking about it. He doesn't want, he thinks it's, what do you call it, reprehensible?
I think he was bringing his wife into it and a daughter he thought was reprehensible.
Yeah, but his family has been traveling. Now, keep in mind, he's a billionaire, right? But he says it's a working farm and these are living animals and they have to come up and feed them. Well, I have two questions. One, who's feeding them when you're not there? And two, you're a billionaire and you have to drive to Wisconsin to feed a horse? You're the worst billionaire ever. Pay some kid $20 to go over and throw some hay in the stall.
It would be cheaper.
Some kid who lives a mile down the road who can bike over there or ride whatever over there. Don't give me this. Well, there's living animals there.
If you're a billionaire, what's that break down to? If you,
it's $1,000 million.
Right. So
yeah,
what is that? If you make $1 billion,
I would know. I am
a
billionaire.
What is a minute worth to you?
Well, he has $1 billion.
He doesn't make a billion a year,
but he's a billionaire.
Right.
Now, that could be $10 billion.
Right.
But really, you have to hop in the car, drive from Chicago to Racine, which isn't a bad drive if there's not construction along the way, Tim. There are tolls, though, but he's probably got an eye pass, so that shouldn't be a problem. He has to shoot up there and feed a horse. Now, he has pointed out, we have gone to the farm. We have not stayed at the farm. So apparently, if you keep moving enough, coronavirus can't affect you or others around you. But if you stay someplace, that's when the trouble starts.
Apparently, man, you guys, I missed the early parts. You guys are fired up today.
Worst billionaire ever.
I don't know. There's a lot of bad billionaires out there.
Who have to feed a horse in Wisconsin?
I'm sure they're feeding horses somewhere.
No, they're not, because they're billionaires. They're busy
worst
doing other things.
Billionaires of all time.
Are you Googling that?
Who is the worst billionaire?
He's part of the Hyatt Empire? Hyatt Hotel Empire? Yeah, that's where he made his money.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up. All right, yeah, continue your rant.
Well, I'm just saying, so if I get coronavirus off a tennis ball,
can't you knock the virus off the ball?
If
you're Andy Roddick, I guess you could probably hit it.
Are we sure that the virus travels along with the ball?
Probably not with
stay behind in a big puff.
Probably not with a backhand. But with a forehand? Yeah. I bet you could. You could make
but
it
you
awful
get
sorry
it,
it was ever on that a, tennis ball, I bet.
Got to give it a good
Yeah. You don't think Serena or Venus Williams could take Corona off a ball? That chick could take the Corona right off a tennis ball.
Well, we always hear how long particles hang in the air. You know, you talk, you sneeze, something happens. It's right. Like, how long is it there? How long does it last on a surface?
That's why when I walk, I just punch the air. You know, punch the Corona. Get out of here, Corona.
Wave it.
Punch you away.
Fan it out of the way.
And there have been members of the Pritzker family who have been spending time in Florida at their horse ranch down there as well. So
you are
just.
So let me get this right, because I am a very astute political guy, junkie, political junkie. Love the politics. You seem to be in favor of the governor of Illinois. You are a big fan. That's what you're reading me wrong.
Your gauge is reversed.
I seriously don't have a problem with him traveling around. I'm sure he's doing it safely, but he has been such a hammer of the stay-at-home Illinois plan. You know, he's at the podium every day. Stay home, shelter in place, blah, blah, blah. Where's your family, governor? That's reprehensible that you would bring my family up. Are they here?
Well, we had the mayor of Chicago going around telling people to, you know, get inside, stay inside.
She was not spotted in Racine County.
Right, but that has been the whole
Lori Lightfoot
mantra for Illinois, you know.
Mayor
Governor
Lightfoot,
and the mayor of the biggest city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
stay home, telling you to stay home.
If he wants to travel around and he's got, you know, some hand sanitizer with him and whatever else, you know, and he's not making any contact, petting a horse, touching a tennis ball, you know, while he's here. But what's the point of being a billionaire if you got to drive all the way from Chicago to feed your horse in Racine? It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. Give your money back then, JB.
Maybe it's a different set of rules for billionaires.
They can't get Corona?
buy better Corona treatment.
Just another reason I want to be a billionaire then.
Yeah, it's a fun club to be in.
Yeah, I bet it is.
I bet it is.
Who's on your list of worst billionaires?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I think it was based on, like, how much do they donate and all that stuff. I don't want to get into it. I want to talk about horses, though.
Well, do you want to talk more about tennis? You want to talk more?
Oh, no, that's all I got with tennis.
All right,
what about the horses?
Well, we got – well, I mentioned that was an executive in Long Island, New York, and you talked about horses.
It's a nice transition.
You like this transition?
I do.
This is a radio pro right here, all three of us.
I think it's one of our strong points, the transitioning during this segment of
and
the
show. And yet we still aren't on to the next topic.
For the first time since 1931, the Triple Crown of horse racing will be run out of order.
No, boy, I don't like that.
Belmont.
Boy, we got has announced Toucan Sam
that they will.
I don't like it.
Belmont will be leading leadoff. They're going Ricky Henderson. They will be starting the Triple Crown. It will not be your normal mile and a half race like it always is, which is the test of the champion. It'll be a mile and one-eighth, June 20th. No fans in the stands. The Triple Crown of horse racing will begin at the Belmont Stakes.
All right, big question earlier, since they're going from a mile and a half to a mile and an eighth, is why?
What difference does that make?
Yeah,
I'm assuming, and now, you know, I am the sports guy, so I know all things sports, and I'm always right. I'm assuming that, I guess, the horses aren't properly prepared for
it's not
that.
Not till June. You have a month. It's June 20th, right?
But maybe they don't want the horses. I don't know.
Okay,
it's the first time since 1894 that it'll be a mile and an eighth.
Here's the other question we asked earlier. Then can they make the Kentucky Derby a mile and a half? Since it's the last stop on the Triple Crown.
Well, no, Preakness is the last stop.
Oh, okay.
What are the race lengths, you know, as they've been?
Right. What's the Kentucky Derby? Mile and an eighth? Mile?
I think it is a mile and an eighth.
Mile and an eighth, okay.
Let me double check.
Okay.
Guys got to I was already I was excited. And
rearranging the lengths of everything.
Triple Crown.
Yeah, usually Tim race. Shows up. It's like
it's going to be the same as the Kentucky Derby, except it will be a different length, and we'll call it
Kentucky Derby's a mile and a quarter.
Quarter,
and Preakness is a mile and 3/16.
Wow, that's a weird length.
That is a weird
length. But whatever, it's their race.
So I guess it's a mile and an eighth to slowly move incrementally up. So if you're planning at home. The Belmont, June 20th, only 2 weeks after its originally scheduled date or race, which would have been June 6th. Then we have to wait till Labor Day weekend for the Kentucky Derby, September 5th. And then the Preakness Stakes will be October 3rd.
Well, isn't the Belmont the premier race in that then? If it's the longest one, if it's the biggest.
Well,
if
because
it's more horse racing than the others.
Well, the reason it's not the premier is if there's no chance at a Triple Crown, nice. People don't give two craps.
Yeah, then it just it's.
But if they do, the ratings
they should
are
be
huge.
Happy because now, if they're first in line,
yeah, that right.
Everybody pays attention.
Right. Sure. No, but, I think the Belmont. I would imagine once again, the Belmont will fall into that window of not a whole lot of sports still going on. Even you know, a month from today, NASCAR's happening.
Mm-hmm. We'll have golf back by then, right?
We'll have golf back, but basketball, even if basketball, I mean, by then we'll know the fate of basketball, hockey, and baseball.
Well, baseball's talking about a 4th of July kickoff and playing from there. They're just trying to figure that out right now, aren't they?
But yeah, I mean, that's a perfect world type of deal. Hockey, I know they're still trying to figure it out. I think they're... The thought, we talked about the 24-team tournament, and there are like 8 or 9 arenas, apparently, that they could go to. And I think Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, said that of those arenas, they could each house up to 12 teams. So it seems like, if you just kind of add it up, it seems like maybe 2 arenas with 12 teams in it for a tournament style for hockey. But yeah, I mean, I would imagine the ratings will be pretty good for the Triple Crown leadoff hitter, the Belmont Stakes this year.
Are we going to have college football this year?
Yes.
We are.
Well,
will we have,
so define college football. Will it be a normal season? I don't know.
Will there be teams on the field on Saturday afternoons? There may not be crowds, or they may be limited, or whatever that may be, but we'll have games on Saturday.
Yes. I don't know if it'll be full schedules. It might be tweaked. It might be only conference play. There might be some weird things about it. There could be some teams that don't play, but we know three teams right now in Division I are part of the California state system that is going all online for the first semester. That's Fresno State, San Diego State, and someone else. But no, the SEC is playing football, man. That is happening. They ain't messing.
Well, Notre Dame was the first one to say, we're starting classes and here's the date. They did that yesterday. And then Marquette yesterday said, well, we're opening up too.
Yeah.
It seems
like the new trend is, and I don't know if it was Notre Dame. I think it was South Carolina that actually might have did it first. But yeah, Notre Dame's going to start August 10th. So 2 weeks prior to its initial error is expected start date for classes on campus, and then there will be no fall break, and then the semester will be over by Thanksgiving. So then when kids go home for Thanksgiving, they just don't come back until the winter semester.
Okay. But you think we will have football?
I will. I do. I don't. Once again, I don't know what the schedules will look like, if there's going to be non-conference schedules. You know, are all the California teams going? But, you know, California and New York and who else? Texas. They all came out and said pro sports, good to go come June, right? So it does seem like as of now, the trend is we're trying to go full steam ahead, and people will be on campuses in the fall.
Did I hear that they're working on a football helmet that has a mask in it? Yeah. No, seriously. They're trying to design one that I don't know what the point is because they're gonna sweat all over each
right,
other.
You're gonna be hitting each other.
Hitting, I mean, yeah, there's
that seems
body.
A little counterproductive, right? I mean, if you're playing football, you would hope that the majority of these players have all been tested. So if they come negative, then you would think they're good to go. I don't know.
Does the virus travel through sweat, or is it just a respiratory thing?
Thought it did.
Well, it can lay dormant on things. You can touch it and pick it up. That's what we've been told. It survives very well on certain surfaces. So I would imagine it lives pretty well
on
the human
body. Do you think we'll have college football?
I have my doubts. At the moment, because we can't figure out how to start things up again in sports. Baseball is still trying to noodle that out. I don't know.
Now, the question you asked, will we have football? My answer is yes, college football. Will it start Labor Day week, or actually the weekend before Labor Day weekend? I don't think so. I think we might be looking at a late September, early October start.
What if it's like a four-game season or something like that?
I think there's a real possibility of like eight-game seasons, of conference-only seasons.
I'm trying not to share my negativity, but I have to. I think there's a good chance we could start the season and stop the season.
Yeah, for sure.
And go, yeah, we can't do this. This is we're seeing too many cases of this being spread, you know.
I think that's very realistic for all these sports, unfortunately. We give it a go, and you know, I'm in favor of it if it seems safe, and you know, these athletes and coaches come back negative that are tested, and then the spike goes up, then yeah.
What's
say,
worse?
Well, we weren't ready.
Not starting at all, or starting it and then going, we have to stop.
Well,
we have to shut this down again, because it seems like
not
that would
starting,
be
starting because
really?
Sooner or later we're going to have to do difficult things.
Yeah.
Sooner or later we're going to have to climb the mountain, and
I just think it would be
fall
a,
off.
I just think it would feel like a body blow if you start it up and it's like what? Yeah, you have to shut it down. It's
well, if we're being
not working out.
If I mean in a perfect well I guess it wouldn't be perfect world but an ideal sit in this hypothetical, I mean if you're talking about yeah, some players got it, but they were asymptomatic and didn't die. We're not talking about, you know, people dying mm-hmm. here. If that's included, I just give me something, man. Like, even if it's a month, I don't know if the step back would be so severe that then it's you're looking at another 3-4 months of doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I mean, I know we're, you know, I think we're right now we're going about it the right way. I mean, I think I would expect that the majority of fans are okay with no fans in the stands for now. Yeah, at some point we'll have fans in the stands, there's no doubt. But I know for me, you know, just seeing Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler and the other guy play golf this weekend.
That is the problem with that guy. He is the guy. Who was that other guy?
He could bomb it, though, man. He won both long drives.
Yeah.
He had that weird little tweak in his – that was the best thing. Good for him. I mean, I know he's an Oklahoma State guy, so Ricky Fowler and him, I guess, are buds. But, yeah, I had no idea who the hell – I mean, once again, I am a very, very casual Wolf.
He had a goofy swing.
He had a goofy swing,
and he had a hitch in it.
But he could bomb the hell out of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, hitting it 300 was not a problem.
I mean, the ratings. The thing is, too. I mean, we talked about NASCAR had, you know, like the best non-Daytona ratings in however many years. Over 6 million people watched the race in Darlington this past weekend. I don't know what the ratings were for the golf, but I expect they were pretty good. And this weekend, my God, I mean the Tiger, Phil, Peyton, Tom Brady thing is gonna be just astronomical.
I thought the numbers would be higher last week for golf.
What were they?
Under 3 million, I think it was.
That is pretty low.
But slower than I thought. Higher. So, yeah. But you know, those of us who wanted to watch had something. And we're racing again tonight, this afternoon.
Oh, we are?
NASCAR? Yeah. I think there's a race today, Rock said earlier, right?
Yeah, Wednesday night race.
Yeah.
500 kilometers, apparently.
What? We don't measure in kilometers.
Yeah, I know. What the hell is that about?
Daytona? What, are you on some European website?
Nah, man.
some UK thing?
Wednesday's Toyota 500 at South Carolina's Darlington Raceway, the second part of a doubleheader. The Toyota 500 name is a bit of a marketing sleight of hand. Rather than 500 miles, it'll be 500 kilometers, or just shy than 311 miles.
So it is 500 kilometers.
Yeah.
I don't like
this at all. It's a 500K. Well, it's...
I may boycott the race because it's in kilometers. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
are they
going to
give speeds in kilometers per hour?
Are we going to put liters of gasoline in the fuel cells, too? I'm out. I'm out.
What are they trying to market? The kilometer?
So let me just understand. The Bob and Brian charity 5K is not happening this year.
It's different with NASCAR.
Right.
NASCAR is so American. Well, it's so soaked in and steeped in.
I would be shocked if they had any metric wrenches in the garage at NASCAR. If I saw me going, what's this millimeter bullshit?
Whoa, hey-o.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Got that S in there.
Throw 9/16ths on that. 9/16ths or 5/8ths on that thing. Yeah. Don't bring me a 12-millimeter.
Can I give you another astute hunch here?
All right.
You know,
only if it's astute.
500 or 311, I should say, is less than 500. It's a Wednesday night, so maybe people don't have that much time. You can compress it a little bit more into television, so it's not as long. Huh?
It seems like a big scoop of ice cream because they're calling it a giant scoop of ice cream, but it's really... Eh.
Do you know what you can do with the 311? You know, as far as making a nice...
You could play 311 music?
A nice logo out of it. You know, you could have it slanted where the ones look fast and the three looks fast, you know. You could play with that. Come on. Those hillbillies would be fascinated by something that didn't end in zeros.
You could just play all mixed up, nonstop.
311.
Come original.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, Darlene, come look quick. This here is a race that don't end in a zero.
Need to be in miles. Need to end in preferably two zeros. Maybe a 50.
Really too much? You think the hillbillies will be out front?
I do like that you said, hey, Darlene. That you know who had a wife named Darlene. It was Cletus on The Simpsons.
I think it was Earlene. Was it Earlene or Earlene? Darlene?
I thought it was Darlene.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Do you happen to need a messiah? No, but you can leave them sacks of money here. I think Cletus might be one of my favorite Simpsons characters of all time. God, he was good. Cletus the slack-jawed yokel. All right.
I think they'd be fascinated by a rate that you can end a race that don't end in a zero. You can.
Cletus,
you sure can.
Cletus Spuckler is his last name.
Was it Arlene or Darlene?
I'm looking. Yeah.
Some folk will never raise gun, but then again, some folk will, like Cletus the slack-jawed yokel.
Got it.
Hey, what's going on this side? Hey, Brandine.
Brandine.
You might could wear these to your job interview.
And scuff up the topless dancing runway? Nah, you best bring them back where from you got them.
Okay. He throws them back on the power lines.
Cletus. Brandine. Oh, Brandine. How do we not remember
Terrible.
That?
Terrible.
Brandine. Cletus Spuckler.
That is a great last name.
Use that the next time you check into a restaurant.
Spuckler.
Your name?
Spuckler.
Most folks Spuckler. Will never lose a toe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try and put that one. I always use Maggot, Archer Maggot.
Dirty Dozen.
Cletus is almost like a Seinfeld bit character. He is not in many episodes, but...
Well, when he pops up, he pops up for just a second.
And he's just so good.
Right. I would love to see a Cletus reel. Just all the... He's probably... If you put it together, it's got to be an hour after all these years, right?
Oh, he's got a very nice little daughter.
What's her name?
Mary WrestleMania Spuckler. Her middle name is WrestleMania.
Well, he's also got like 50 kids. I think.
He's got a ton.
I remember my brother was dating a girl in high school named Tiffany, and one of the girls that Cletus has is named Tiffany, and I don't think she was too fond of that.
You were referencing that? Jessica, her last name was Spuckler.
Is Cletus your father? There's some pushback on the Jordan doc. We have heard from the pizza man.
Oh
yeah, I saw this show.
Craig Fite, FITE, posted on Facebook Monday that he was the one who not only delivered the pizza but also made it with his own hands that night. And he is, he's not thrilled. He said it is a bunch of BS.
But the story was there were five guys who showed up.
He said that is not true either.
So it was just him that brought the pizza up. He made it and delivered it.
The crap story, the guy said, that there was five people. There was two of us. And I didn't even have that many people working at the time at the store. But there was two of us, he told Yahoo. I followed all the rules at the time. I was trying to impress the store manager there. I remember saying this: I will make the pizza because I don't want any of you doing anything to it. And then I told the driver, you're going to take me there. He does remember exactly what it was. It was a thin crust pepperoni pizza. It's tough to get food poisoning off a pizza unless, of course, you add something to it. But that didn't happen because sure as heck, it didn't leave my hands.
Well, this goes back to our question yesterday. There's all these dudes in Jordan's room, and they ordered the pizza and used the name Michael Jordan.
Right.
Who's this for? Jordan. First name? Michael.
I mean, not Michael Jordan.
That's
somebody
really,
else.
So that part seems to be consistent. That everybody knew this pizza was for Michael Jordan.
How the hell did he not use an alias? That makes no sense.
Did he check in?
I don't get it.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe he thought he'd get better service if he used, you know, the big.
Yeah,
the big
prior to
brand
game
name.
Five of the NBA Finals against a Utah Jazz team with a rabid fan base.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't seem that smart. Or he just got really hammered. I mean, who doesn't like to drink a couple pops when you're eating a thin crust pepperoni pizza from Pizza Hut?
But he seemed to be pretty focused on the task at hand all the time, didn't he?
Oh,
Michael,
he would...
I mean, he's in a mindset like no other. That's what we were kind of told during this whole thing.
I think he's in a mindset. I would agree and disagree. I think he was always in a mindset. That being said, I mean, this was the guy, and I don't have an issue with it because he has proven that his body is different than everyone else's, but he did go to Atlantic City before game, what was that, two of the Eastern Conference Finals.
And he and his dad, right?
That's he and when, his dad.
And he golfed with Danny Ainge in between whatever games in the Boston series. We knew about that.
I mean, the AC story was a no story to me, but then they lost and he played like crap in game two. And, you know, that's going to be a story. But, yeah, I don't know. The food poisoning does just – it seems fishy.
So you believe the pizza guy or Jordan's people right now? Which way you lean on?
I'm going to believe it'd be the pizza guy.
So no one believes the flu story anymore.
Well, Jordan even said he didn't have the
flu. Right, but that was the first story. Mm-hmm. Now saying food poisoning, and that's what, maybe a lie? And we're going with, oh, he just got really hammered and was hungover. Is this, we dismissing the second layer of this now?
But they got really hammered?
Well, I mean, you said.
I don't know.
You just said.
That's my guess. Maybe he just got wasted.
I'd say the door is open.
Yeah.
At this point.
Maybe there was some, maybe the pizza wasn't tainted. But you still got, I mean, sometimes you get food poisoning and it wasn't on purpose. I would just imagine most people get food poisoning and no one's trying to.
Have you ever had food poisoning?
No, I have not.
I don't think I ever have either.
Yeah, I think you know from what I understand.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
if you got it. Like, you've eaten things, you're like, that's not sick.
There's degrees of that, too.
It's right, like exactly.
You got a
right.
little couple of germs.
My stomach was a little. Yeah.
Spoonful of germs.
Right, where it's just flying out both ends for hours on end or, you know, sitting on the toilet with a bucket.
Classic. Classic.
I mean, who hasn't been there before?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
Yeah, so. Brian said.
I've had single evacuations, but never simultaneous evacuations.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
And
I've seen it happen, and it's quite hilarious.
How big a fan do you have to be? Seriously, what sort of psycho pizza-making fan do you have to be to poison arguably the greatest athlete in the history
Once
of
again,
the world?
This is like all the bad guys knocking people out in the movies.
Well,
How much do you put in the thing you're going to poison him with? If you put it all over the whole pizza... And he eats the whole pizza. That's a lot different dose than if he just has one slice.
Right, right.
Well,
what if you wind up murdering Michael Jordan?
Right. That's how hard you hit him in that to knock him out? How much poison do you put? What kind of poison? Yeah. Do you just cough on the pizza or sneeze on it?
Well, maybe Jordan's spit is the one that got him sick because he spit on the pizza.
And okay, forget about the food poisoning. Why do we even have to bring it up? Why if they're trying to hide something, if there was something else that was going on, why not just go, yeah, I had the flu. I didn't feel good. Why even bring it up in the documentary?
Well, because, I don't know.
You know, you could have just said, yeah, I had the flu. Yeah. And no one ever knows anymore. We just go,
and we
yeah,
could talk more about tomorrow. Horace Grant, not thrilled, and said that Jordan is full of crap.
What? Horace? I thought they were pals.
Well, remember, Jordan called him out for being the so-called leak to Sam Smith's book, Jordan Rules.
All right. Let's start there tomorrow then.
I mean, you never know. I mean, we could have some crazy things happen overnight, you know.
Sure, tennis lessons.
Yeah,
tennis.
Right.
Go out and play some tennis, and remember, you can kick people in the balls.
When you said that you were going to be the tennis instructor this morning, I thought maybe you were going to bring that ball cannon with you, you know, where it goes, poof, you know, like a serve, and I knock it back at you.
I have never played tennis.
Ever? You've never held a tennis racket?
Well, I've held a tennis racket. I have never gone out and played a tennis match.
I really don't
see,
you know, you can't just bring a friend to play tennis.
You can play against the wall. They got those walls.
You really need
there.
Three or four people to do it, because otherwise you're just
picking up the
hitting
ball
into a net and chasing it around.
Yeah.
To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
Yeah. Put an X or your initials on your own balls.
Come on. I haven't got time to mark my balls.
Just put an X on them.
Yeah, why not?
That's it.
Just
an X.
Can't be bothered.
How long can that take?
Use your manscaper.
That'd be ridiculous.
Shave it in. No, tennis balls.
Jeez, mind out of the gutter, people.
All right. You know what? Go raise your son for a while.
Yeah.
All right?
I'll do that.
Away from people like us.
Mold him into a better person than any of us on this program, all right?
All right.
I will do my best.